this good day. It is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it to lift my voice.
Your friends are here singing a song of praise for this good day. It starts the 27th of the month with a kicker. Roberta Fasanelli, speaking of kickers, is here to lift her legs high. Oh, do you remember that song?
Oh,
hold
good.
Your, hold your head high. We got to change
it.
Hold your legs high. Oh, do you remember? That's, nobody remembers that song.
No.
Come on, you must remember that song. You're here to support me, Rich, and make me sound good. What's the big
That's
idea?
Right.
Yeah. Richie's here at the button machine there in Washington.
Hold your head up.
Hold your head high. No. There's a song called Hold Your Head High.
You're talking about the one from Argent, right?
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Hold your legs high. Hold your head high. Hold your legs high. See? There it is right there.
You think I don't know what I'm talking about?
Listen. No, but you just heard Hold Your Head High. It was the last, you saw the last line of the chorus. Hold your legs high.
All right. He's always right.
That's right. Even if I'm not right,
one
I'm
way
right.
or another.
I'm
if
the boss.
If you wait long enough, he's always right.
Thank you very much. So the clock is always right twice a day.
That's right.
Even if it's stopped. Roberta Fasanelli is here, the Queen of Cheap, who later on in this hour is going to help you in your after-Christmas shopping. One wonders out loud why the stores weren't open yesterday so that you could be helping with after-Christmas shopping, actually, the
That's
day
right.
after Christmas.
Well, many were.
Yeah,
I was at the Apple store yesterday.
The Apple store.
Yes.
You see, they're developing a new hydrogen fuel cell to replace the batteries in their devices.
Ooh.
You see
I
that?
See this.
Ah, story is at DougStephan.com. For those of you who are
it.
Unaware and unwashed, we've got it for you here, man. Are we on top of it
unwashed.
Or what?
I'm going to tweet
so
that because
good.
It's a major information.
It
interest.
Is, right. Tell me, get the story at DougStephan.com.
That's right.
Don't waste it. All right, we have something new in the new year. There's new legislation being proposed. It's called the Americans with No Abilities Act. I don't know if you've heard about this or not. Americans, it's AWNAA. The Americans with No Abilities Act being hailed as a major legislative goal by advocates of the millions of Americans who really don't have any skills or ambition. Roughly 50% of Americans do not possess the competence and drive which is necessary to carve out a meaningful role for themselves in society, say spokespeople for this new bill. We can no longer stand by and allow people of inability to be ridiculed and passed over. With this legislation, employers will no longer be able to grant special favors to a small group of workers simply because they have some idea of what they're doing. We're legalizing another protected class of Americans. At a news conference in Washington, politicians pointed to the success of the U.S. Postal Service, which has a long-standing policy of providing opportunity without regard to performance. Approximately 74% of postal employees lack any job skills whatsoever, making this agency the single largest U.S. employer of persons of inability. Private sector industries with good records of non-discrimination against the inept include retail sales, where usually 72% of the people working behind counters are inept. The airline industry, 68%, not really clued in. Home improvement warehouse stores, 65% of the employees there really have no job skills at all. At the state government level, the Department of Motor Vehicles has an excellent record of hiring persons of inability, a whopping 83%. Under the Americans with No Abilities Act, more than 25 million middlemen are going to have positions created for them with important-sounding titles but no real responsibility, thus providing the illusion, an important illusion, and a sense of purpose to the people who get these jobs, and you know, maybe they'll be expected to perform even something. Mandatory non-performance-based raises and promotions will be given so as to guarantee upward mobility for even the most inept. Legislation provides substantial tax breaks to corporations that promote a significant number of persons of inability to middle management jobs. It gives a tax credit to small and medium-sized businesses that agree to hire one clueless worker for every two talented hires.
There you go.
Finally, the Americans with No Abilities Act contains tough new measures to make it more difficult to discriminate against the non-abled. banning, for example, discriminatory interview questions such as, do you have any skills or experience that relate to this job? As
no,
a non-abled person, I can expect to keep up with the people who have something going for them, said Ken Cox, who lost his position as a lug nut twister at a GM plant due to his inability to remember righty-tighty, lefty-loosey. The new law should be really good for people like me, Cox said. With the passage of this bill, Cox and millions of other untalented Americans will finally see a light at the end of their tunnel. So the this may be something you want to get behind, Richie, in the new year.
I'm all
it's
over
the
it.
Americans with no abilities.
Oh, yeah. I've been looking for something like this.
Yep.
You know, we laugh now at this.
Yep, you ought not to be laughing at it.
I guarantee in about 15 to 20 years, somebody will actually
do that.
It might not even be 15 to 20 years.
Unbelievable.
We have to prop up the lazy people.
Okay. All right, so that is our little yucker for... Actually, well, I'm editing myself now after having done it. Just shut up and
well
let's
done.
Go on
move along.
Else.
There's nothing
okay.
to say here.
There is good news for those of you who fly. The skies are now so safe. There have not been any deaths in the sky since the accident in Buffalo, New York, which I believe was two years ago. Last month.
Commercial.
Right, no commercial. Yes, no commercial.
Right.
That's correct.
The little ones are going down left and right.
They do.
Oh,
Rich.
So
flying them don't know what the hell they're doing.
They don't go to air shows.
No.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, the new deal is, as the skies are safe, apparently, there's a study that's been done that suggests that surface threats are a big problem at airports. So now there's the airline industry and government officials say they have to improve safety on the ground. And the examples they give, the U.S. Airways commuter jet that rolled off the end of the runway into a cornfield in West Virginia in January of last year. Last December, an American Airlines 757 slid off a runway in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and went down the side of in Jackson Hole, it's all hills. Right? Runway short, 757, needs some space, couldn't stop the plane, it was icy on the runway, whoosh, over the side it goes. In April of this year, the wing, how many people remember this picture? This was the video and the picture of this was astounding. An Air France A380, which is larger than a 747, the biggest plane in the sky, is at JFK, and it doesn't even see the commuter jet. Because they can't see anything from these planes. They're too damn big, and they can't see around the back of it. So it goes by a place where the commuter jet is parked and whips the back end of the plane right off.
Remember that?
So those sorts of things...
Oops.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Wait a minute. The plane's in two pieces on the runway.
Excuse me.
So now people are saying we've got to fix the runways and stuff. I suppose if you're aware of it, see, the reason that I tell you these stories is because we don't have a clue. It's good we think about these things because, we all want to be safe. But if you travel around the world like I have been fortunate enough to do, you've heard me perhaps tell the story before about the most outrageous, just scary landing field I ever went to Kiev in Ukraine.
That's you're going to say National Airport in Washington.
Well,
But in
Kiev at the airport when we landed there, I was in a group of people in 1996 or 97 when the Cold War had ended and they were inviting Americans to come in. I went with a group of people from the State Department in the same plane that Ron Brown went down in about 6 or 7 months later. We landed at the Kiev airport. And all of us are looking out the side of the plane, and on both sides of the runway, there were no fewer than 40 planes that had crashed on the runway there. Because until that point, there was no air traffic control in the Ukraine.
And people, they just left them there.
The planes would crash because they had no guidance, and they'd come in the weather and stuff, and they'd look for the runway, and they'd find it or not. So they'd land, they'd crash the plane. And they just pushed the planes that were crashed off to the side of the runway. And the day we landed, there was a crew out in a plane with a torch cutting some seats out of it to be obviously used for another plane.
Awesome.
Yeah, I mean, that probably works That probably happens. You know, graveyards for planes all over our country. They take the parts and they use them in other planes. But it just was, it's unsettling to see it actually being done. I think that's one of the things. So those of us who are travelers, frequent travelers, when the seat doesn't go back, you begin to wonder, okay, what's wrong with the rest of this plane? If the seat doesn't work and the lights don't work, what else doesn't work? I mean, I think that's a legitimate question to ask, don't you, under the circumstances?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Rich. Rich at least agreed.
I'm here for you.
Jennifer and...
He's the guy. I agree with you.
Absolutely. I agree, too.
Anniversary of the... here's our inspiration, Richie. The Breakfast Club, which was on the air 35 years, signed off on this date, 1968. So we're going to beat them. This program is going to last 36, at least another 12 years, Roberta. You've signed on for another 12
years. Isn't it interesting that when you say the Breakfast Club, that both of us think about different things?
Yeah, you think about the movie.
Yeah, the movie.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's right. No, the Breakfast Club is a radio show from Chicago that was national, hosted by a fellow named John Wilson. At any rate, that's our goal, and we're sticking to it. 18 past the hour on Good Day.
Emergency to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergency. 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy, fruity flavors you'll love, all to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Emergency. Feel the good.
It's Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale, with the lowest prices of the season and closeouts from Sealy, Simmons, Serta, Hotels, Stearns & Foster, and iComfort. Get a Sealy Posturepedic Firm, a Simmons Beauty Rest Firm, or a Serta Perfect Sleeper Firm Queen 2-Piece Set for just $397. And get free mattress delivery with a minimum purchase of $797. Shop our stores, go to Macy's.com, or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale. Exclusion supply. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grown-Ups.
What's your name?
Albert.
Your real name?
Albert.
Glenn Close stars in Albert Nobbs, the story of a woman who worked as a male butler for 30 years. The 5-time Oscar nominee is already getting Oscar buzz.
I think she's a very unusual character. Everybody has a story, and there's a story that people perceive outwardly for each of us, and that's a story we're aware of as we're looking from the inside out.
I think you are the strangest man I've ever met.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Woody Allen explores love and literature in Midnight in Paris. Jack Black and Angelina Jolie get their kicks in Kung Fu Panda 2. And Nicholas D'Agosto and Emma Bell cheat death in Final Destination 5. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grown-Ups. I'm Bill Newcott.
It's Macy's After Christmas Sale with our biggest denim event of the season. Get a $10 savings card with any denim purchase from all the best brands. And get 25% off designer underwear during our biggest underwear sale of the season. Stock up at our white sale. Save 30 to 50% on sheets, comforters, designer bedding, pillows, and more. Plus, take 35 to 85% off men's and women's fashion clearance. Macy's After Christmas Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Musicians, the best thing about the holidays just may be the leftovers at Guitar Center. It's Guitar Center's clearance event. Juicy, tempting discounts on overstocked inventory with price drops to satisfy your craving for savings. Succulent savings on demos, closeouts, warehouse finds, and more. All tagged and priced to move. First come, first serve deals on surplus gear from top brands like Fender, Marshall, Line 6, Pearl, Yamaha, and more. Guitar Center's clearance kicks off now. Save huge while supplies last. Open New Year's Day.
Big news coming up on Good Day, 21 after the hour now.
Big?
Big!
Really big?
Really big.
Super big.
Super big.
Wow.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home.
Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand-cranked LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
This date, 1975, the Staple Singers reached the top spot again on the pop music chart. The pop music charts, yes, right. This is the second time in their career with Let's Do It Again. This is a very cool song. So good. It's the soundtrack movie music of that song. I mean, the movie Let's Do It Again. Got that? The album is called Double Fantasy. No, that was the McCartney album. That's the album. I'll Take You There was their first single. This is, I think, the title of the album is Let's Do It Again, too. Have I explained this thoroughly?
I can sit there and listen to this, this funky little soul guitar all day.
It is very, very clever. Yeah. Getting down. Gotta drink some VA juice though before you do this.
Oh, baby.
Do it again. Let's do it again.
Do it.
Let's do it in the morning.
Let's do it in the morning.
Sweet breeze in the summertime. Feel your sweet face.
Do it in the afternoon.
All laid up next to mine. Sweet love in the midnight.
These were church gospel singers. They couldn't get away with singing this stuff in church. So,
naughty.
You know, record a couple of tunes, become very well known, pretty well off.
How do you know what they never say what they're talking about doing again? They could talk about prayer.
Could be drinking V8 juice.
Right.
Yeah.
But we know what they're talking about.
The first song, I'll Take You There, was also a clue. It was their first number one hit in June of 1972. This is December 75. Are you going to do that one? The other one?
I'm going to do them all, man.
I'll take
this. This is good stuff here.
It is. Considering the era. Help me. Roberta, help me. Help me.
Help me, baby.
Help me, baby. This is their first number one. Help me. Could you truly see them singing gospel in church this bunch?
Oh, absolutely.
Staple was a family singer. Staple singer. Mercy. Crazy. Mercy me. Crank it up. Wouldn't you love to go to the church with these? There's nothing better than gospel music in church.
Oh, a happy day.
Ah! This is a church song. This is how they get started. This is the happy day church song.
Oh, when it was
just Christmas music. So, are these people sinners because in one breath they're singing, oh, happy day, holy songs, in the other breath they're singing, I'll take you there and let's do it again? Is that blasphemy?
But where are they talking about taking you?
They're talking about taking me there.
And they take you to heaven.
Yeah.
You don't know. They don't say.
No.
So you may think with your dirty mind.
I don't think. I'm just listening to Roberta.
Boom, chicka, chicka, take you there.
That's
I know
Roberta.
What Roberta's thinking. There's no doubt about what Roberta's thinking.
Big help, Roberta.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get out the way. Who's going to do his thing?
That's right. Respect yourself.
Tribute to the Staples singers.
This is kind of epitomizes one of the reasons I go to New Orleans every year.
Yeah.
This gospel,
stuff.
Soul, bluesy, funk mix.
Yep.
Good stuff. It, man.
Yep.
It is it.
All right. You want a recommendation on a movie for the family?
Yes.
We Bought a Zoo.
Oh, did you like it?
I have not been a fan this early of Scarlett Johansson over the years. She's very good. Matt Damon is his usual self. And what's-her-face's sister?
What's-her-face?
Yeah, no. Megan had her in class. What's the kid's name?
Dakota Fanning.
Yeah,
her
little sister. Oh, my God, what a beautiful kid.
It's Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale, with the lowest prices of the season and closeouts from Sealy, Simmons, Serta, Hotels, Stearns & Foster, and iComfort. Get a Sealy Posturepedic Firm, a Simmons Beauty Rest Firm, or a Serta Perfect Sleeper Firm Queen 2-Piece Set for just $397. And get free mattress delivery with a minimum purchase of $797. Shop our stores, go to Macy's.com, or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale. Exclusion Supply, see store for details.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Attention hip implant patients. Are you in constant pain? Have you received a letter from your doctor about your implant? Have you had or need a revision surgery? Do you have high levels of metal, chromium, or cobalt in your blood? Over 90,000 hip implant devices have been recalled due to defects and failures resulting in revision or replacement surgery. If you have a recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823 to see if your implant is affected by the recalls. If you or a loved one has a defective or recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823. That's 800-251-7823. Protect your legal rights today. Call 800-251-7823.
The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt, admitted in California, office address 4350 Executive Drive, Suite 150, San Diego, California, 92121. Cases may be referred to or independently handled.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Predictions for 2012, we'll be playing online poker.
And not me.
Me neither. Yeah. I want to play the real deal, man.
There's a reason the house has gold faucets.
Oh, man.
Always remember that.
You don't win.
That's right.
33 and change after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Our friends on Facebook, what are we working on, Jennifer, in the Facebook department today?
Nothing yet.
We haven't really? Well, we've got some other things. There's actually
Had anything that moved me yet, Doug. You've got to work on that.
The video of the day today, our friends over at Jib Jab.
The Jib Jab video with
that's cool.
All
I
the GOP
it.
Candidates.
Saying so long to 2011.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah. You want to play that now, Richie, or you want to save it?
That's so funny.
There's some audio with it. Video of the day, Jib Jab. This is the time of year when we think good riddance to rubbish that has been around us. Good riddance to rubbish. All right, here, listen to this.
And a warlock assassin named G.
Winning!
Oh, Hun, Strauss, Kahn, Mitt Romney, Rick Perry, and Kane.
Great eyes!
Big trials, love trials.
2011, bye-bye.
Ah! The ESPN blew up our rating. The job market stayed in a slump. The debt ceiling kept us debating. While Wiener just tweeted his junk.
Hack, war, class, war.
My illegal hit with a pie.
Health threats, Greek debts,
2011, bye-bye.
The whole Arab world was rebelling. So long, Muammar Gaddafi. While soldiers were asking and telling,
we told the whole world we're not gay.
We finally took out Bin Laden. Japan had one hell of a year. There were riots and prisons.
Oh, the rapture
again, but it's even next year. The hitch, got knocked up with bankrupt. We unsubscribe. Hairspray.
Friday.
2011, bye-bye. There were Occupy Wall Street protesters and folks who will surely be missed. All these satellites, past investors, there's just way too much.
moose, lions, and tigers, and bears.
All right!
Let's cheer the new year, 2011. We're ending thank heaven, 2011.
When I hear them, I think of the Capitol Steps. I bet Richie knows
them. Absolutely.
Are the Capitol Steps still around?
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. Absolutely.
We've got to find some of their stuff because it's really
good. Yeah, the Capitol Steps are a very well-known satirical music group here in Washington, D.C.
Mostly about politics.
It's very inside the Beltway.
Yeah.
And they perform every Friday night down on Capitol Hill.
Oh, I didn't know they
and
still
perform. Oh, it's still current. It's still funny stuff.
All right. Good stuff. Yeah. Speaking of good stuff, the good news... The Federal Reserve, signaling it's likely to keep short-term interest rates near zero for the next 2 years.
Good.
Near zero. So that if there's any kind of a rebuild or rebirth in the housing market, this may help it. Resales and new stuff. But there's been a surge.
Beware inflation.
After the fact, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, but you got to take advantage of what's there now.
You do.
You know, worry about the other stuff. Later on, it may come to pass. It may not come to pass. Could be a whole new world order, Richie. Can never tell. After all, Al-Qaeda is pretty much routed from Pakistan. They're so weak, according to news stories this weekend. They, being the American leadership, think that Al-Qaeda in Pakistan can be destroyed with one last push. And so they're going to keep
it. Too bad Pakistan won't let us go into their country to do it.
Yeah. Well, apparently we've done enough to screw things up so that they have moved to Libya. The ones that still exist, and there's only a handful of key players apparently remaining alive, the Al-Qaeda figures that are senior pretty much have gone to Libya, another one of our friends.
Mm-hmm.
Most of Al-Qaeda comes from North Africa. You knew that, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then went into Saudi Arabia, and they've been fiddling around like rats moving from one nest to another over the years. So,
hey, we had him on the run, though. That's good.
Yep. All right, so Roberta Fasanelli, who's our queen of cheap, is here. We have some after-Christmas shopping. I noticed as I looked through the reports on the Wall Street Journal today, yesterday was referred to as Mega Monday.
Oh, my goodness.
And it led to some pretty brisk sales in the stores that were open. I, again, asked the question, how come there weren't more? The local stores seemed to be closed. The big box stores were open. So they ace out the little guys, and one wonders why the little guys wouldn't be open. Maybe there's a lesson for next Monday in all of this. So anyway,
I'm sitting here on Twitter right now, and the number three trending topic is Sears and Kmart.
120 stores closing.
Yeah.
Yep.
I didn't think there were that many Kmarts left. I mean, they closed a bunch a while ago.
Well, the management, the guy who took over...
He killed Kmart, man.
His name is Ed Lambert. He's a hedge fund guy. Doesn't know anything about retail. Doesn't know anything about any of these businesses. He bought the old Sears name because of the real estate underneath the stores. He bought the real estate from Kmart. You know, he bought the stores because, again, real estate. It was a real estate play. And then they weakened the brand, the Craftsman brand, in any number of ways, including putting it all over the place in Kmart.
Mm-hmm.
Kmart was sort of the early day Walmart.
Yeah.
The stores are dirty. The people are not that great.
It's not organized well.
You know what? I resent that. My grandmother used to take us for lunch in Kmart.
Oh, the Blue Light Special.
They had a restaurant in Kmart.
Yeah, they did.
Remember that? Oh, yeah.
Right, they did.
But they are dirty and unorganized. Floors weren't clean.
Awful. I thought they were nice.
Yeah. And so this guy, Lambert, has been responsible for basically...
If he kills Sears, I will be...
It's hard to imagine the country that we live in without a Sears Roebuck. It really
or JCPenney.
Yeah. Well, JCPenney's doing actually quite well.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they've really they've sort of upscaled their image in the. It's now JCP when you go by the mall.
Right.
You see
right.
the big signs. JCP. All right, so here is something for you, Roberta.
Mm-hmm.
During the Christmas season, there were attempts, apparently somewhat successful, depending on the store, to thwart the price apps that were available. The smartphone users who were downloading apps. Now, remember I told you about Greg Grunberg's thing, Yowzer? This is a coupon play he developed. The actor, Greg Grunberg, I had fun with when we were in Israel, developed an app that apparently millions of people are downloading. And very smart guy. He created a way to use to find the coupons that apply to stores. Did I tell you this story before? I don't know that I did. I've talked to people about it. But I don't think I've told it on the air. If you go to Yowzer, we ought to maybe ask him to come back on and explain how it works. Yowzer.com. It gives you, I think it's in 40, you on your iPhone, you download the app, and if you put in the zip code, it'll give you the coupons for every single store in a 40-mile radius.
Whoa.
So you go to any store, the coupons, and you just put in the number of the name of the store.
Let me go look.
Give you the, you haven't heard that story, Richie?
Mm-mm.
Yowzer. It's
how do you
really,
spell it?
Y-O-W-S-E-R. Yes.
It's Yowza.
Yowza?
Yeah, Yowza.
You find it? I'll send him an email and invite him to come on and tell the story. He'll be happy to come on and tell the story. But as it shows you, he's a very clever guy, but it's a very clever concept, actually. Now, all of you are looking for it whilst we listen. You found it.
Mm-hmm.
And you see how to apply it?
Best way to save money on your iPhone and your iPod Touch, launch Yowza on your iPhone or iPod Touch and instantly goes about finding Yowza deals, coupons in your geographic area.
Yeah.
Choose the offer you like best and visit the store. When you walk up to the cashier, just show the Yowza deal on your device and let them scan the barcode or type in the coupon code. That's it. You just saved money.
Yeah.
But that's and just for iPods or iPhones.
I would look on the Droid to see if it's there, too, but this one's specific to the thing. I'll download it and give it a shot.
Yeah, why not? All right, let's hit the Queen of Cheap report.
She's the Queen of Cheap, the diva of Dumpster Town. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Okay, let's start with three fast ones here. A free subscription to Living the Country Life magazine. This is just for you, Doug. They say if you live on one or more acres, then this is a magazine for you.
What's it called?
Living the Country Life magazine.
Give me a subscription, will you?
Okay, sure will. IKEA, if you're doing some after-Christmas shopping, got free kids' meals through January 1st. And Michael's through December 31st has a coupon for 50% off one item. I am using this one today to buy my favorite thing at Michael's, which is frames. Now, we've also got a humongous list for you of printable coupons for all of those after-Christmas sales. We have coupons from Aeropostale, Bath & Body Works, Bob's Stores, Coach, JCPenney, Kohl's, Macy's, Old Navy's, and Staples. It's all sorts of stuff like 15% off or $10 off 25 or $10 off 40, stuff like a 25% off at Bob's Stores. So just go there and go to get these coupons. Actually, it looks like Bob's expired already. Oops, sorry about that, people.
Nice.
But the rest of them go through either today or through the end of the year. So all sorts of coupons on DougStefan.com for you to find and save mucho buckos, which is what we're all about.
Mucho bonacos. Is that like mucho dinero? Yeah, I think it is. All right, so, Roberta.
Yes, dear.
You've done a nice job at editing.
Well, yeah, you yelled at me yesterday, so I said I'm just going to keep
the
it short today.
The shortened Queen of Chiefs
today. So you don't like, you know.
Well, isn't that so much? All right, so there are four types of American shoppers that have emerged this year.
All right, what are they?
All right, bargain hunter.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Who is a dealer. Richie and Roberta are both bargainers.
Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm.
The midnight buyer stays up late for discounts.
Uh-huh.
The returner who gets buyer's remorse.
Yep. And that's how I get my deals, is those guys. Thank you.
And the me shopper who goes out and buys what he or she wants for himself.
Yeah.
Apparently that's something fairly new, at least in volume. Are you a me shopper, Roberta? I'm getting reversed.
Not really. No.
Richie, are you a me shopper?
I can be.
Yeah. Self-gifting, Jennifer?
Rich is a big self shopper. He just bought a gift for his kid that
that's
he's
right.
going to
he's
use.
Using himself.
Give me a break.
I tweeted that last night. I was like, how many of you buy
Jennifer.
Christmas gifts?
2 points for Jennifer.
Christmas gifts for your kids just so that you can play with them.
Yeah. And what did you get for results?
I bought him the drum set. Oh, a lot of people do. Hey, let me tell you something. Anybody out there buying a PlayStation, a Wii, or an Xbox?
Totally.
You don't lie. You don't buy that for the kids.
You're up late after they go to bed.
Exactly. Right. Please.
Right. Yes, I'm going to admit it. I am a me shopper, but I'm also a you shopper. My problem is when I you shop, I go, oh, that's really great. And then I me shop
right.
a little.
Jennifer's a great you shopper.
Roberta, does anybody know what a Leap pad is?
Yes, I have
yes.
one. All my kids have them.
What is it?
My daughter has the handheld one, and it's like a Game Boy, except it teaches them the ABCs, drawing, counting,
really?
All that kind of stuff. Yeah, and it helps them read. It's very good. You have this pen, and you scroll the pen over the words, and it actually reads the book to you. And then if you scroll it slowly sounds out the word for you. It's very
really?
Cool.
Mm-hmm. How much do they cost?
What do we pay? Like $70 for this thing, and then you can buy the books with the LeapPad pen.
Yeah.
LeapPad is good stuff.
So yesterday you'll appreciate this. At one point, I'm not sure whether all of you were listening at this point. I was telling the story about trying to find basketball tickets for my son to go see a Celtics Lakers
right.
game
yeah.
in Los Angeles, and I came upon a startling revelation, because I don't go to these things. I'm not a big sports fan, but Brendan is. So I figured I'd get him a couple of tickets to go see the Celtics and the Lakers until I found out what they cost.
Mm-hmm.
And it blew me away. So I called up Brendan yesterday. I said, do you have any idea? He started to laugh. He said, Dad, I'd rather you help me. He's going to back to school and get his master's degree. And he said, help me pay my
Isn't that
tuition.
Sad? You want a master's degree or to go to a Laker game?
Right. $400 a seat.
Yeah.
For a decent seat.
Right.
It is crazy.
Yeah.
What these
pricey.
Things are costing. My God.
Where did you try to buy them from, though?
Was this from
the box office?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I didn't find a scalper.
I told you the story. My brother buys Wizard season tickets.
I told Brendan
for
that story. He said, okay, Dad, let's buy a box thing and we'll
it's
make money
investment.
With it.
Yeah, and he sells the high ticket games, the Lakers, the Celtics, all that kind of stuff, and
right.
gets all of his money back.
Yeah. Amazing, though. Who can afford to go to these games? Heavens. All right, it's 12:04 the hour on Good Day.
It's Macy's After Christmas Sale with our biggest denim event of the season. Get a $10 savings card with any denim purchase from all the best brands. And get 25% off designer underwear during our biggest underwear sale of the season. Stock up at our white sale. Save 30 to 50% on sheets, comforters, designer bedding, pillows, and more. Plus, take 35 to 85% off men's and women's fashion clearance. Macy's After Christmas Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance price exclusion supply.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. Who lets you watch movies instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console?
Duh, Netflix.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
Food trends come and go, but one trend that's here to stay is the importance of whole grain. In fact, the Dietary Guidelines recommendation states that at least half of your grain intake should be whole grain. But given the ever-changing nature of health trends, it can be confusing for shoppers to translate what they read on food labels to their nutritional needs. Nutritionist Keith Ayub has tips on what to look for.
You could incorporate whole grain into your diet without sacrificing taste, and it starts by making the right supermarket choices. So get cues from the front of the box, but make sure to look deeper on the nutrition panel. For a great start to the day, I recommend breakfast cereals that have the words whole grain listed as the first ingredient on the ingredient list.
Starting in January, more than 50 cereals with the white check, including Honey Nut Cheerios and Cinnamon Toast Crunch, will have more whole grain than any other single ingredient, with the same great taste. For more information on the benefits of whole grain, visit WholeGrainNation.com.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, everybody everywhere, standard attention, please. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
The sun.
Hey.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
This is the television report, 53 past the hour. Jennifer Horn needs some extra time because she claims that I interrupt her all the time and never give her enough time to speak.
I'll start the report, talk for seven minutes, and I'll give Jennifer 30 seconds.
Mel Gibson, who's not exactly a television star, his movies appear a lot on television, has settled his divorce with his ex-wife.
It cost
him $425 million.
Hey, he's rich.
Wow.
You want to talk about rich movie stars? No one knows how rich that guy really is.
Oh, yeah. $425 million.
But he made a killing off the Passion of the Christ.
Yeah. Dollars he's paying to his ex-wife. $425 million. By the way, there's a new... you're going to like this. They're sort of changing the executive suite at NBC, Jennifer.
Yes,
the new head of NBC is Mark Graboff.
He doesn't have to be accused of sexual harassment. His name does it all.
That's the guy's real name. NBC's new top executive, Mark Graboff.
That's Graboff.
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 Graboff. Okay, I got it. All right, okay. So Jen.
Yeah.
Richie, we need some spots here first before we get to Jennifer, right?
I'm going to give Jennifer her top two stories, and then we're going to...
Top two stories, Jen.
Interrupt.
Okay. And then we're going to interrupt me? Okay.
Yeah.
So tonight on TV, if you want to watch something that's not a repeat, CBS has a 34th annual Kennedy Center Honors at 9 o'clock. And then Starz Kids has Big Ticket Tuesday featuring the Santa Claus 2. That's at 8 o'clock. Now... we have a couple of co-hosts that are announced for Kelly Ripa on ABC's Live with Kelly. Coming up in next week, you're going to get David Duchovny. You're going to get Rob Lowe. Jim Parsons, who's that great actor, Emmy winner on The Big Bang Theory.
Rob Lowe?
Yeah.
David Duchovny?
What is wrong? Yes, is there
Who would want to watch him?
They don't know how to talk to people. They're actors. They don't know how to...
They're good.
They're good actors. They're not good at interviewing and chatting.
You never know. Rob Lowe's going to be pretty good. I bet you anything. Anyway, Parsons is going to be the third, David Duchovny the fourth, Rob Lowe the fifth and sixth, and then also Mark Consuelos will be hosting too in the next couple of weeks. And then Jane Fonda is going back to TV. Actually, this is the first time she's been on TV, I think, in Aaron Sorkin's new HBO series, and it's about the cable news business. Jeff Daniels is already in place to play an anchor on that show.
And she is his love interest or his mother?
Maybe she's actually a worker at the network, Doug. Did you ever think about that? Sheesh.
You know, in New Year's Eve, Michelle Pfeiffer, who's had a little face work, is... she plays a role you wouldn't expect, and she plays it quite well,
actually.
She
plays a nerdy kind of girl.
Yeah, yeah, and it's fun. But I was thinking of her face when she was the anchor, Tally whatever, in the Robert Redford movie that the song comes from. I can't remember. It's a really good movie, actually. It's quite a good movie.
Hey, Rich, I just want you to know I did my two stories.
I know you did. You were very
okay, so now we'll pause for a moment.
It's Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale with the lowest prices of the season and closeouts from Sealy, Simmons, Serta, Hotels, Stearns & Foster, and High Comfort. Get a Sealy Posturepedic Firm, a Simmons Beauty Rest Firm, or a Serta Perfect Sleeper Firm Queen 2-Piece Set for just $397. And get free mattress delivery with a minimum purchase of $797. Shop our stores. Go to Macy's.com or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky...
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
Hey, TV programming for you next week?
Yes, sir, Rich, yes.
Joe Rogan is back. Fear Factor was on last night.
Oh, yeah. It is. Yeah, he's been back on the air. You like that show?
Oh, it's great.
I can't deal with the whole eating pig eyeballs.
We let the kids stay up late last night because they were playing with their toys and stuff. And the look on their face when they were eating scorpions was hysterical.
Oh, Randy Jackson of American Idol was spotted, Roberta, buying an onyx and diamond charm, bracelet. Onyx. What's onyx?
It's like a black.
It's like a black, yeah.
It's pretty.
Really? It's valuable?
Yeah, it's pretty valuable.
Yeah. Is he, is he married or you got a girlfriend? Who's
I don't know. You know, I really don't know.
Yeah, she's ugly, I hear, because he keeps calling her dog.
Hey, dog.
Little dog.
All right, the commentary there was from Rich McFadden, ladies and gentlemen, here on the Good Day program with Doug and Jennifer and Roberta.
More news tomorrow.
59.
Nice job, Jen.
Power.
Long range.